He gave me definitions that really helped me grow. And so I ask him definitions for words that I already know, and then he gave me insight. One of the greatest was virtue. That was the first one that really got me started. And David was talking about virtue this morning. And I thank God for that. And also faith and trust. When he broke down faith and trust, I saw how much greater it is to, when you trust God, you can retain what he's saying. You're not doing any work because you're putting your focus and trust in him. But when you act on it, it becomes faith. And it's greater than when you hear the word of God, you're doing the same thing. You're receiving knowledge and truth that's beyond you. And what people have used faith according to what they desire, what they wanted, what they thought was important. But when God reveals what's important and you receive it as your own and then have faith in it, now you're growing from glory to glory. And you're operating a plan that the enemy can't conquer. You're operating a sanctioned plan that overcomes the darkness of this world. And you can't fight the enemy with your own limited wit. We need the knowledge of God, the revelation knowledge of God, to conquer his deception. Now, we can get out of trouble ourselves, but how to get other people out of trouble, that takes the wisdom and anointing of God. And God will put this kind of anointing on people that are hungry to know him. We don't know what we need. When Jacob married Leah first under deception. He thought he was marrying Rachel because that's who he loved. He was motivated to marry Rachel, not Leah. But Laban pulled a fast one on him because Jacob was vulnerable for deception because he had sown it. He deceived Isaac and got Esau's blessing. When you do something, you put something in motion and you will see it again. So Laban's did a switcheroo. He switched Leah in for Rachel. Now this caused a competition. And the Lord uses what exists to do us all some good. Leah was the first to have a child. And she broke through some things. She cried out because she wanted her husband to love her. And the Lord gave her Reuben. Every time they broke through, this affected the generation that they would have. If you study, this is so wise how God does things. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they married women that were barren. They couldn't have children until God opened their wombs. And God opened their wombs at the most strategic time. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All of their wives were barren. And the Lord opened their womb at the most strategic time to bless us all. Because Abraham, listen, he regarded God. He kept covenant with him. In Genesis chapter 17, I caught this some years ago. It said, and when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Now watch what he said. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. See, he was about to have children. If he walked perfectly before God, before he had children, eating off the tree of life, so to speak, breaking through the darkness, his children would be apt to do the same thing. But if he had become corrupt, his children would have had greater hurdles to jump. So at the right moment, the Lord brought in he believed God no matter. He loved the covenant of God so much that he obeyed God. And when Isaac came, Isaac was the kind of person that would love the covenant of God just like his daddy did. And remember, when it was time for him to offer up Isaac as a sacrifice, he pulled the knife back. He cut covenant with God, and the angel stopped him. And Isaac laid his life down because they were covenant people. They loved the covenant more than their own life. And when you love the word of God more than your own life, more than your own existence, you're covenant people. And when we love God's will over our will, we shut down our will to do God's will. We reject the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We reject the lies of Satan. We despise it. We come to a point we hate it. We can harden our heart at our own will. We can soften our heart to God, and there's no limit to how much we can soften our heart to God and become compliant with Him. And there's no limit to how much we can hate Satan's words, the world system, the debauchery, all of it. It doesn't have to remain in our bodies. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. So when they were the wives of Jacob, his wives and his concubines, they broke through. Every time they broke through, God was involved because God opened their womb. And when they broke through, God opened their womb. And now we have people that would be covenant kings. The patriarchs were actually covenant kings of their own household. They were in covenant with God to do great things. Now, they were born and they did evil, but they eventually broke through it. They sold Joseph into slavery. They wanted to kill him. Then Judah rose up and Reuben, they tried to save him while the other ones were still hot. They were the first to do something to repent. But they were all in it. At one point, they were all hot against Joseph. And then they started seeing, hey, Reuben said he wanted to rescue him back to his father, and so did Judah. But they sold him into slavery. Then they saw how their sin hurt their father and their family, how they had to live a lie and live a life of deceit. And it tore them to the bone. They hated it. They came to a point that they regretted their sin. And when Joseph knew how to, he tested them to see what kind of people they were. And it revealed that they had totally repented. When Benjamin was in trouble, they all offered their life to take his place. And Joseph saw that these guys really did. They broke through. That's why I don't believe in holding people back to their past.
That's wonderful.
They broke through their darkness. I love to give every soul a chance to do that. It doesn't matter what they've done against me. I don't take it. The Lord taught me not to take it personal. When people are going to misunderstand you, do you wrong, do things to upgrade themselves over you, whatever, love them where they are, and with the desire that God would help them break through the darkness. People don't understand the spiritual warfare. Sometimes Christians don't understand it. So,
amen, Apostle. Amen, amen, amen.
Jesus said,
Apostle's time is just about up. David, can you bring it?
Well, I had another point. That was another point I'm getting to. The darkness that we break through, when we break through it, that's when God can anoint us. Because God will not anoint a person unless they have roots and foundation in Him. When, remember, it's not about looking at the darkness. It's about looking at Jesus. When we see Him, we can shut down the evil, unfruitful works of darkness. And it's easy because we're looking at Him. We're receiving His might, His strength, His knowledge, His wisdom, His counsel. And when that's in place, we're eating off the tree of life. Now, God loves us all where we are. If a person decides just to stay saved, and God will bless you, he loves you. But when you reach forward and eat off the tree of life and break through the darkness, God will be with you, and you're going to live a much greater life. You're going to do things that you normally couldn't do, and you're going to find out how easy it really is. It's not hard. All the patriarchs, their mother broke through, and their father, they broke through something when they were born. It was easy for them to break through their personal darkness, their national darkness, and the people that were around them. And so when the challenges came from outside, they were able to break through that. They became the people that would take back Canaan land from the giants. Before you can go and move the giants out of the way, you got to be in covenant with God. You have to have the insight of God. You have to be able to stick to the wisdom of God. You have to be adjustable. You have to receive what the tree of life will give you and equip you to do. If you don't eat off the tree of life, you're unequipped. If you don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the world can't overcome you. But if you eat off the tree of life, you become like a super person. You become,
amen.
Just like as Christ is, so are you in this world. We have to receive his knowledge. We have to receive his wisdom. We have to receive his counsel and not hate it. See, when you make a judgment to do something, if you have two choices, you're going to do the one you love the most. When you trust God, you're going to actually do whatever you trust the most. Whatever you trust the most, hopefully it's God. But whatever you trust the most, the situations and conditions. If you trust pride, you'll do what pride will tell you to do. The enemy will pull your pride strings and you'll do that. If it's lust, he'll pull your lust strings and you'll do that. If it's greed, he'll pull the greed strings and you'll do that. But when you break through and you trust God totally, there's no strings for him to pull. There's no way for him to shut down what God is doing. And God will expose.
Amen, Apostle.
What?
Amen, Apostle.
Yeah.
We don't have to bring it to a close now. Mary, this is Stephanie. Uh-huh. May I make one quick comment?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Very quick. It's hard to break in. The thing about Satan is he tells people a fact, but he doesn't tell them the truth. He told Adam, if you eat this, you will be like God. Which was a fact in a way that he did learn evil, which God already knew evil existed because Satan existed. But what he didn't tell him was the truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth was, you will surely die. Your mm-hmm. spiritual life would be lost. The earth will be cursed. He never tells people the truth about the consequences. And God has told me, don't accept that. It's a counterfeit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd heard him preach that in the past. So when we are praying, ask God to reveal to us the truth, mm-hmm. not the fact, but the truth. And there is a vast difference in that, and most people that, as you said, Apostle Thurston, that are making mm-hmm. choices,
mm-hmm.
they're making choices based on a counterfeit, a lie mm-hmm. that has a fact in it,
yeah.
but that's a vast difference.
I'm so glad you said that. That's right. When the Lord is moving, you can latch on. Latching on is eating off that tree of life. And then you'll see the darkness for what it really is. The darkness is all.
Amen.
Remember, the darkness hates the light. It hates it.
Yes, it does.
When people love darkness, they hate the light too. That's
Amen.
Why. That's
and
why
they'll
I saw
hate you. They'll hate you.
Yeah.
If you have the light in you.
Yes.
But it's like those apples. I had some apples on my table. They looked just like a real apple.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell them the difference.
Uh-huh.
So that's what he's feeding. There's no life in it. There's nothing in it that will help you. Everything in it that will hurt you again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start praying, God, teach your people truth.
Yes.
So they will
Deborah, that is
yes,
so
ma'am.
Good. And I always want the students to know that you house the spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I always ask the spirit, I said, spirit of truth, tell me the truth about me. Particularly.
Yes.
Because we house
yes.
the spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit said, I am the spirit of truth. And I lead and guide you into all, not some of the truth,
mm-hmm.
but all truth. So you can always ask the spirit of truth to tell you the truth about
mm-hmm.
any circumstance, any situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, David, I know you're on the line. And I know it's opening up to the students, and I'm happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Apostle Thurston,
yeah.
David, those teaching was just awesome. Both
awesome. Super awesome.
Now, we're getting ready to open it up to the students. Thank you, Sister Deborah. And I know it's many more students online. And so y'all are welcome to voice. And if you just want to say, thank you, Thurston, I understood, I could relate to that, or whatever you want to say, students, it's your time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
I just
want to say,
just say amen.
Thank you to David and Thurston and Deborah and you, Sister Mary. I'm just so blessed by all of this good word. It's always an on-time word, and I am always benefited from it. I just thank you
mm-hmm.
for your diligence in speaking the truth.
Amen.
Amen, amen. On that, Brother David, can I remind them 4 o'clock Sunday?
Yeah.
And any other students online that would like to say, you have to unmute your phone to say something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, when the Lord, never forget, the Lord loves us, and his love runs so deep. Adam ate off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but God worked redemption. He gave him a plan of redemption. So if he would give us a plan of redemption when we are obviously wrong, he loves us in every state of, in every stage of our lives. There's no pressure to eat off the tree of life, but when you do, your abilities increase. But the love of God is already stable towards us. We're not doing these things. I like to make that clear, Sister Mary, because sometimes people put pressure on themselves to grow
okay.
and, or do something, but that's not... That's missing the point. We have a capability in him that we need to discover. Not for power's sake, not for love, not to gain his love, but it exists because of his love. And the tree of life is sitting over there. And God left it sitting over there to see who would reach out and grab it. And when we do, I'm just saying there are abilities that we have in real time right now, and the Lord is going to help us do it. And then that keeps pride out of the way, because the Lord has this same covenant ready for anybody that wants it. And when we have the love of God, we love people in whatever state they're in, even if they're under deception or under gross darkness. We can love them and give them hope. So that's very important. And I like to talk about growing, but there's no pressure. And the Lord revealed that a long time ago. It's no pressure to grow. But when you do, you have greater, you're aware of the capabilities that you already have. That's a better way to say it. And I'll close with that.
Amen. That's good, Apostle. All that was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Any other students or anybody on the line that would like to comment, say something, or ask questions?
Just something I heard. I've been listening again to Joyce Meyer's Beauty for Ashes. She says, when you're born again, the seed form of everything that's in God is placed in you. But you have to water it with the word.
Yeah.
It's there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to germinate and grow and thrive without the water of the word.
That is so well put. I love this class,
y'all.
I thank God for all of y'all. It's a blessing. All right, David.
Can y'all guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if I had this thing off mute or not. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, I really feel, you know, the scripture says iron sharpens iron, and there's been some iron sharpening here this morning. I appreciate y'all guys. Every comment, every word spoken, I mean, it just all is fitly joined together and built us all, or, you know, thirsty man, you, brother, you charge my heart every time, you know, you speak the wisdom of God, and I thank God for you, Apostle. But we'll end with this. Father, may we go forth doing your perfect will in your love and in your power and in your strength to represent your kingdom, a kingdom of power and love and grace and so much more. Lord, we love you. And I thank you for all my dear brothers and dear sisters and their love for you, Lord. I just thank you that you grow us up in love and you make us strong, Lord. And we praise you for it. Amen.
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 Thank y'all. Really enjoyed it. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right, you too.
Amen. Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.